This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 6:15 on this Friday morning, Father's Day weekend, Friday the 13th. Could be hot and humid as normal, but the tropics are quiet, so even though it's early, we'll still take it. We're going to talk about President Trump and the National Guard and Marines in Los Angeles and what's going on there with the courts and so forth. Jamie Rowan joins us now, Associate Professor of Legal Studies at UMass Amherst and Director of the Center for Justice, Law, and Societies. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Let's talk about what is going on. You know, so much of this reminds me, and my age is a closely kept secret, but of the late 60s and the protests on campus and how people were drawing lines about shoot the protesters, don't shoot the protesters, Kent State. You know, I'm really going back now. People are going to have to Google all of this stuff. And what got lost, as my memory serves me correctly, was not the legalities. It was, I'm right, you're wrong, do this, do that, law and order, force of law, constitutional freedom, right to protest, etc. And it seems like we're going down that same path here. Am I wrong?
Well, there are similarities, and then there are bigger questions going on here. And I think the similarities are, when you talk about the right to protest, no one has a right to loot and commit vandalism.
Right.
I think we all agree.
Mm-hmm.
Where we might disagree is that most people in the state level would say the proper community to be taking care of the looters and the people engaging in violence is the local police force. That actually is the way the Constitution is written, is that the 10th Amendment says if it's not expressed in the Constitution for the federal government, everything else is left to the states, in particular police powers. That was very fundamental to our constitutional order, that states are in charge of policing. And so what President Trump is saying is, well, actually, I think that the federal government should be involved here, and I think the military should be involved here. And that's also a really big difference, because the military is not supposed to be involved in domestic policing. And there's really good reason for that. Domestic police forces are thinking about the Constitution, both the federal and the states, and they're thinking about due process, and they're thinking about not using lethal force. That's not what their training is for. The military, by contrast, is for national security. And in national security contexts, they're not following the same due process protections. They don't have the same type of training, and they have a different framework that they're thinking about. And so we don't, as a country, historically, want the military doing domestic law enforcement. That was very important to the founders of this country, because the king would often deploy the military, and that violated all sorts of rights that we hold dear in this country. And so that's the big difference, is that Trump says, well, we can all agree that the violence is bad. Trump thinks he wants the military involved, and the governor of California and the communities in Los Angeles do not.
So the president's legal team is saying that the unrest in Los Angeles poses a danger of rebellion, which would be one of several predicates, as I understand it, for his power to federalize California's guard troops. But I got to say, you know, people are going to get mad when I bring this up, but I know what I saw on January 6th. And if there was ever a danger of rebellion, that was it. Now, you can go back and cleanse it with whatever your memory, however you want to cleanse your memory with. And that's your opinion. This is America. You can do what you want. You can say it was this, it was that. You can buy this conspiracy theory. What I saw, what I will go to my grave believing I saw, is an attempt to overthrow the federal government. And that effort was put down, but after the people that were involved in it were pardoned by this same president who says that now these people pose a danger of rebellion. Am I missing something here or not?
I think that if you're going to hold one party to one standard, you should hold the other. You should hold the party to the same standard in a different situation. So I think what you're paying attention to is important. What other people are saying is that the protests in Los Angeles are organized. And I see a lot of media reporting on this was pre-planned and organized. It was pre-planned to the extent that there are listservs where if there is a fear of immigration raids, people show up at the same place to protest peacefully. And then what is not planned is violence, and at least on a mass scale. There might be, again, small groups of people thinking of being opportunistic. But in terms of the definition of rebellion, Breyer is a judge that just issued the decision as to whether or not Trump's definition of rebellion meets the legal standard. And he says it absolutely doesn't, and courts should be able to interpret this. Rebellion is an attempt to overthrow the government. And this is where people are quite nervous about what Trump is doing, because he is saying protest is rebellion. And the other rule that Trump is relying on is that you can call in the militias, you can call in the National Guard if you are unable to execute laws. And what that judge says is that's just not the case here. The protesters might be making it harder to enforce the immigration laws, but you're still arresting migrants. You're not unable to execute the law. So both prongs of that justification for deploying the National Guard, that judge said, aren't true. And we really do need to think through. Protest is part of American history.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And society and the calling of that as rebellion, even if there is terrible violence we should all condemn, is scary because it suggests that the president could call any type of resistance, which means literally holding up a sign that says we disagree with what you're doing, as rebellion.
That's the way it seems to me. Somebody texted in and said, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that the same thing that happened on January 6th as far as pre-planning and so forth, and then it turned violent? To me, that's exactly what happened. Again, this is America. Everybody can believe what they want. The same legislators that ran in fear and terror on January 6th, I didn't think at that time, Jamie, that they would back up. Because I remember texting Jordan, our producer, and saying, you know, this is personal. This is them. I can't imagine them reversing course on this, but they did because of politics, I guess. And I don't see the difference between this and January 6th. Again, if
there's
it's
a big difference. The January 6th protests were pre-planned violence. Planned violence. These protests in Los Angeles is not pre-planned violence.
That's, I guess, what I'm trying to say in my own clumsy way, is that you can't say that this is an attempt at rebellion and then pardon the January 6th protesters. That, to me, is just foolish on the face of it. Again, this is America. You can believe what you want. You can go back and sanitize whatever you want into whatever you want to believe. But as for me, Tommy Tucker, I know what I saw and I know what I believe. 6:22, more when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 6:28, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Jamie Rowan, Associate Professor of Legal Studies at UMass Amherst and Director of the Center for Justice, Law, and Society. Somebody texted in and said, laws aren't always right, and certainly not all judges are just or care about enforcement of laws, but advancing agendas on both sides. Keep going back 6 years and brushing over these bunch of thugs in these big cities. Yes, January 6th, 6 years ago, was an attempt to overthrow the government, and we would have been better off had it been successful. I don't agree with this person that texted in, but at least I applaud them for being honest and recognizing January 6th for what it was. But that was 6 years ago. So moving forward, for people that think they're in favor of the Marines coming out and planting a flag in Dodger Stadium, whatever they would do, and what President wants to do to shut down this rebellion, what is the danger going forward, Jamie? And explain, if you will, why you better watch what you ask for, because you may just get it.
When I think about the Tea Party protests that erupted, those were people expressing disdain for where the government was going. And at the time, the Democratic president didn't say, that's rebellion. You're asking for a different form of government. I think I should have the right to call in military to scare you and threaten lethal force. That's the way people should think about this, is that even if they disagree with what the people in Los Angeles are protesting against, there might be a time where they feel that the government doesn't represent them and they want to step up and they want to protest it, and they might want to engage in civil disobedience. And I think that's the question here. Violence is a problem. Looting is a problem. Property destruction is a problem. It should not be allowed, and the police should stop it, and it should arrest those people. But when we deploy military to take care of that, it by definition escalates, and those people who are in the military, like I said, aren't trained to deal with this. And so anyone, again, who thinks I don't agree with them and I think it's important to make it stop, that's fine. The question is, who should stop it? And the way that the framers of the country said that should be stopped is the police.
And somebody brought up integration back in the day, but when those federal troops were dispatched, that's because local law enforcement would not do what the courts told them to do, right?
Absolutely. I've been paying attention to that. And again, the rule is if the federal government is unable to execute the law, and so they were unable to integrate schools, and so they sent in troops. And I can see why that might bring up parallels for people. The issue here is that the federal immigration agents are able to execute the laws. They're just being slowed down. And we might question why. Why are the protesters upset about this? They're upset because Trump said he would go after the violent criminals, and he's not. He's going after the workers. And these are blended families. Some are citizens, some are not. And so people are very scared because their communities are blended.
Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Stephen Procopio, President of Public Affairs Research Council, about the legislative session. Right now, time for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.